What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I know that you've been just waiting on the edge of your seat, really, to hear about the full Masters Golf Tournament rundown and how Ray and I scummed our way back in to the golf world. So not only have we come back with a vengeance, but we are ready to tell our side of the story. So here it is, without further ado, Master Scommers Part 2.
I feel like the Avengers. Like, we came back fighting.
We came back fighting.
Yeah, for war, because we weren't invited originally.
We were not invited. We were invited the first year and then somehow did not get re-invited.
We don't know if it was what we did at the Masters, even though we were on our best behavior last year.
First of all, we did nothing but promote it. I would say lifted up on the wings of an angel.
Yeah, we brought eyes to that thing that were never on it before.
Yeah, my audience is not necessarily golf gals, and now they are. So the fact that I tapped into a market that was an untapped market before, you know, it was basically like finding a geyser in the middle of the woods. You're welcome.
Honestly, you're welcome, because there's nobody that spends more money than white women, and you brought them to the Masters.
I brought them to the Masters, and I ran into a lot of those gals in the merch tent where we all blacked out and spent thousands of dollars in like 10 minutes.
It was Black Friday. I felt like I was at Black Friday again, and I walked in saying, I'm only buying two hats.
Yeah.
I'm only buying two hats, one for a friend and one for my mom, and I walked out hundreds of dollars later.
Can you explain, though, like, explain the merch booth at the Masters for people who don't understand exactly what it's like?
Well, it's gorgeous. It's like actually being in a fancy Tommy Bahama.
Yeah.
Bigger, without the smell. Without the intense Tommy Bahama smell, but that's what it's like. Like the wood, the shiplap, the whole look of it all.
Aesthetics is, I'd say, 15 out of 10.
Correct. And then they have you in these like lines, zigzag lines, like I'm waiting for the next Harry Potter book to drop.
Yes.
And then they hold you and they let in groups at a time. And so it is a rush.
The anticipation builds up. Because as you're walking in and you're in the zigzag lines, in these queues, you can just smell like the old money. You know what I mean?
Well, and we're all fiending because they don't let you bring in any drinks. They don't let people smoke in that line. And they just take away all everything.
And you don't have your cell phone on you. So you don't have anything to like preoccupy yourself. So you got to get that fix. And when you don't have social media, what is that next fix? What are you jonesing for? Materialism.
Yeah, honestly, Jeff like stole our joy. He like made us put stuff back.
Yeah, he actually made us put back these really cute umbrellas, which could have come in handy later.
Today, when we arrived in Kansas City in the eye of the storm and it was pouring rain.
I could have had my tiny little foldable travel Masters umbrella.
That fits in a purse.
That fits in a purse. And he made us get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So what do you know, Jeff killing our joy. But how we got, well, wait, let's just stay on the merch tent for a second.
Yeah.
So when I was in line, I turned to Ray and I said, I've never seen more white men with diabetic feet in my life. Okay.
It's wild how diabetic feet have really come into our life in the last 6 months.
Purple. Everything was purple, blue, touch of gray. You know what I mean? And these are people who have also scummed their way into the Masters.
Everyone's legs being cut off by the elastic of their sock. Like, that's how bad it is.
I warned everybody. Going into the Masters, I said, if your husbands are going, do not let them wear an ankle sock with an on cloud shoe. Like, we're not doing that, all right? No. I want a no-show sock, maybe some Nike Dunks. They can wear the cloud sneakers. They can be comfortable, but we got to get the sock ratio correct.
Yeah, we got to get it right. You can't look like a ding dong.
You can't look like a ding dong. Well, there, I don't know what happened, but we were in line. We're literally next to like three Italian Goombas. These guys look like they were one piece of calamari away from just full heart attack.
It was insane.
It just made me feel stressed out for the state of America.
I was like on edge, ready to like resuscitate somebody.
Yeah, the ALC levels in that merch booth were through the roof, sky high.
Also, you get trapped behind a guy. I mean, I loved it, and I'm so grateful for the whole thing. But then you get trapped behind the guy who's huffing and puffing with his diabetic feet, and you're trying to like weasel your way through to get the last, because everything sells out.
Yeah.
And you're like in a panic and you're like, I have to get this shirt before it sells out.
So you're fighting with these guys.
But then you're trapped behind five guys who can't walk.
Yeah. And that's the thing is the course is not easy to walk. There's no seating. There is nowhere. There's no like, if you don't have the exclusive clubhouse pass, you are on your own. The only thing you can eat there is pimento cheese and barbecue. That's it. And like chips. That's it.
And that's how we got here. And that diabetic feet.
And listen, big shout out to anybody in the diabetes community. We both have family members who are raging, riddled with it.
It is all over my DNA. It is coming. The wave is coming.
Yeah. So we're not here pointing fingers. We're just raising a red flag of concern.
Yes. I'm concerned for my brothers and sisters in diabetes.
Yes. So we just want to paint the picture of what we were already up against, right? And so that many moments I'm like, Ray, if these people are in such bad health shape, and I know that we both have creaky knees, what's about to happen?
Honestly, I thought it was going to go from a golf tournament to a mass funeral.
Yes. And as soon as we were as soon as our gate opened and they allowed us into the merch booth, it was just like we blacked the fuck out.
I don't even remember.
Anything that you can imagine, like, okay, it could be a pencil sharpener. It could be obviously they have like a Yeti mug. It could be a cashmere scarf. Anything you can imagine, they can put a Masters emblem on it and you are grabbing at it.
Yeah, like Jeff bought like a tchotchke, like lawn decor.
Well, he bought the gnome, which is a very famous thing to get at the Masters.
I know, but I couldn't get an umbrella. Where are you going to put the gnome?
It's on our bar in our basement right now. I know. Don't ask. But he blacked out. He went at 6 a.m. to get the fucking gnome because he couldn't get it on the first day because they were sold out.
I've never seen Jeff wake up that early to like for anything.
No, nothing. Not for Christmas morning. No, not even if I put bacon on the second, you know, in two of the ovens in our kitchen. He wouldn't wake up to that aroma.
No, but he went for a freaking gnome.
A lawn gnome. A master's lawn gnome.
He's going to have to break that down in therapy later.
I know. We're going to have to talk about that. So anyways, we got the tickets. We got ours from some players and you got yours from.
I came into tickets at the last minute, scamming my way left and right through 2 days from a very good friend of mine. Just had a last minute ticket just fall into my lap on Tuesday before the game, match, tournament, whatever it's fucking called. Yeah, I don't know.
The game.
And then I flew there with maybe a ticket for Friday. And then we got there and we locked it in after dinner.
We locked it in and we contacted the people who were running the Masters tournament who reached out to us last year to take photos of us. And they did not respond.
They literally didn't respond until the game had ended, match. And they were said, hope it went well.
Yeah. But I did notice that the social media team did find us and they were like, oh, we really want to do videos of y'all.
Yes.
But they hesitated because I think they were about to say, but we've been told not to. Which I didn't give them anything but amazing material last year.
I thought we had the best time.
We had the best time. We were also so great. Sorry we're like letting people know a little bit behind the curtain.
Also, sorry that we're extremely photogenic and maybe we're not the target demographic, but we're bringing new eyes, fresh dollars.
Fresh dollars. Maybe they wanted people that looked a little more athletic. I don't know. Maybe they wanted...
No, because golf is like one of the sports where there are bigger dudes.
And can I tell you, some of the biggest dudes end up being the best. And that's why I like golf is approachable, because even if you have a big rummy tum, you can still hit the shit out of that ball.
You could swing that club, honey.
You can swing that club. Now, a lot of people were asking me, because when Jon Rahm, who won the Masters, we were in the photos and we'll get to how we scombed way into those seats. But everybody was saying, did you notice how Jon Rahm rested the golf club on under his grundle, like under his dick? And I'm like, ladies, lay off it.
He won. Like, relax. He set it there for a second.
If you don't think that if I win an Oscar, I'm going to just put that stuff in, Oscar in between my titties and rest it on my tummy, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, you're going to be at the Vanity Fair Oscar party, statue between your tits, smoking a long cig, eating the In-N-Out burger, because you know they serve In-N-Out burger, and you're going to be lounging in a chair.
Double fisting animal style, relaxing.
Yeah.
Everybody relax.
It's a safe place to keep it.
I know. Everyone was up in arms. From websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence to run your business. Y'all, I don't know how many times I have to say this. Work smarter, not harder. Squarespace made it literally like building a website for dummies is what it really should be called, because that's what I use to build my website, and I am so grateful for them. Squarespace is awesome. All you got to do is head to squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that is squarespace.com/absolutely. And then when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Listen, the reason I love Squarespace is it's all in one, right? You can see traffic overview. You can connect all your social media accounts. They have video blocks. You can do email campaigns. You can also collect donations. There's social sharing, all the analytics. They've got blogging tools. Maybe you're starting an Etsy business. Whatever you want to do, Squarespace can do it. Also, what I really love is all the e-commerce tools, the SEO tools, and just the fact that like it makes it so simple. So everything you need to run and understand like what your clients are looking at, what time of day they're coming to the website, when are you getting the biggest pop in like sales numbers? It's all there. Squarespace is the freaking best. I love it. You're going to love it. Again, squarespace.com/absolutely. And then when you're ready to check out or launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off. You know, I told you we came home from the Masters and my mom had completely gutted our guest bedroom. And you know what else she did? Not only was she doing full construction, but she ordered new linens from brooklinen.com. Because sometimes in the spring, when you're doing spring cleaning and you're redecorating and you want just a fresh feel for your home going into those lighter months, you got to get a new fresh set of sheets, right? And our guest bedroom is basically like, it's a revolving door. We've always got a cast of characters staying at our house. So I want to make things nice for my guests so they feel as comfortable in my home as I do. Brooklinen makes sheets that drove the internet wild and have been keeping people comfy ever since. Their classic and luxe sheets are made to meet the needs of hot and cold sleepers and always look as good as they feel. They only use the highest quality ingredients and materials for their products, such as long staple cotton. So everything that Brooklinen makes is built to last. And this is what I love the most. With over 100,000 five-star reviews, it's no wonder that they're a go-to for stepping up all the things while you're winding down. Listen, I love Brooklinen. I truly love when my friends come over and they're like, oh, I love those sheets. Where are those sheets from? Baby, it's Brooklinen, okay? They've been a sponsor of the podcast since the beginning and I freaking love them. So shop in-store or at brooklinen.com for a home refresh at its best. For a limited time, get $20 off plus free shipping on orders of $100 or more with code absolutely not. That's brooklinen.com. Use promo code absolutely not for $20 off. Again, that's brooklinen.com. Promo code absolutely not for $20 off. So now, Ray, let's get into how we scommed to be basically in the winning shot.
A moment of sports history.
Associated Press. Yes. How do we get those seats?
So a very good friend of mine goes early. You can bring your chairs to the Masters, but they have to be specific ones, like teeny tiny, like baseball chairs, but there's no arms. And you have to get there at 6 a.m. to put them down. One of my good girlfriends went with her family and she put the chairs down for them, but they had to leave early to catch a flight back to L.A. And we ran into them on the last day again. And she said, hey, we're leaving. If y'all want to watch the end, it's really cool. Do it. And you and I had already walked the back nine twice. I was done.
We were getting in 40,000 steps a day. Easy.
My pinky toe had fallen off.
Yeah, you were wearing a pair of boots that were too small.
Yeah, I was wearing a pair of Air Forces that were a half size too small, and it was the biggest mistake of my life.
My Nike Dunks gave me full shin splints.
Yeah.
I had to go to Air Max's day two. They got a wider girth in the
front. I have orthotics in my Vans this weekend because I'm still recovering.
Yeah, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
The Masters, that's the thing. When we saw so many people with very obvious health problems, we're like, this is not the course for the faint of heart. There is nowhere to sit. There's no like cool off station.
No.
There's literally.
You are braving the elements.
Yes, absolutely.
It is chaos.
Even like by the concessions where you can get food, their famous egg salad sandwich, the pimento cheese sandwich, there's standing room only.
Also, everything was like, because it's just, you're just in the elements, when you're even standing at those little high tops, you're standing in full mud.
Yeah.
The people were eating it left and right. I saw so many people with doo-doo butt because they were slip sliding, on the golf course.
We saw people eat shit. Yeah.
I'm just grateful it wasn't one of us.
I'm so grateful.
It would have ruined the whole weekend.
It would have, if we would have ended up muddy after like 20 minutes in, I would have cried. I would have actually cried.
No, I would have I would have left.
Maybe they would have taken our photo if we would have been, you know, a little muddy, a little rough around the edges.
Next year we should offer to do a mud wrestling match. They'll definitely invite us back.
You know what? But we're getting our own tickets, so we don't need them. You know what I mean?
No.
We would like for, you know, there to be more photographic evidence of us there.
Us there.
But it's fine. We're still scomming our way to
the
top.
We were there. We were at the Oak Tree. We were closing deals again.
We were closing actually so many deals. It's unbelievable. That's the thing, ladies. Okay. If you want to, my dad always said he wanted me to play golf because he said, this will serve you so well in business. And that's one of my goals, is to get good at golf again. You know, I played in high school. I want to get great again so that then I can go out with like a movie exec, a TV exec, hit the back nine and close that deal. It's very impressive.
And then I want to show up just to the clubhouse to celebrate the deal that's been closed.
Exactly.
Because you know I'm a lady who lunches.
You're a lady who lunches. I'd love to be a lady who lunch, but for some reason, I have all these gay men riding my back for success.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will show up in the clubhouse where there's fresh chicken salad and a sweet tea and an azalea and a transfusion, and I'm going to blackout.
So back to the very, I'd say, front row courtside seats, if you will.
Yeah, it was a moment in history. I honestly, what was so wild is the seats are so small and they're all touching. And me, you, Jeff, and our friend Olivia, we're not small.
Right.
It was like four Shamus in a bathtub.
Literally. And the people in front of us, this one guy was so wasted, he had the hiccups.
Oh my God, he fully had the hiccups.
And his girlfriend was beating him, like literally punching him in the dick. She's like, quit hiccuping, because it's very quiet. That's a wild thing. It is the most quiet sport. As people are coming up and they're tapping in for birdie or whatever on 18, it is silent. And every time somebody was about to take their last stroke, you hear this one guy like just hammer.
Oh, I was holding my breath because I'm pre-diabetic and I'm breathing so heavy these days. And I was like elbowing Jeff because he has a broken fucking nose. And I was like, we're going to get kicked out.
It wasn't even us.
We weren't even drunk. We weren't. No. We were on our best behavior, but just our obesity was going to get us kicked out.
Yeah. I mean, we saw Harry Styles.
We did see Harry Styles.
Yeah, we did
that
see
was,
him.
Honestly, I'll owe you a long time for that, because I had walked ahead because I was in a mood.
Yeah.
Because I was like, we've been walking.
You couldn't feel
too
your
much.
Feet.
I couldn't feel my binky toes. So I had like started to skeet ahead. And then you yelled my name, like not when anyone was playing. You're like, Ray, not yelled, but like whisper yelled. And I turned around and I just locked eyes with Harry. And he had a little man bun on, and he's small.
Very petite man, slender.
Slender.
You know, that's a thing. You see a lot of guys in Hollywood, particularly, women are tiny, but guys in Hollywood are always tiny.
Yeah, because you see him in the like crop tops and the tank tops, and he looks ripped and jacked, and he is very fit, but he's still little.
Little man.
He's a little guy.
And he kind of had on like bell bottoms. And I know that's his look, like he loves a 70s retro vibe.
Yeah.
But he definitely had on like a bell bottom golf pant.
I also was like, okay, Harry Styles is Harry Styles. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. But I had heard that he was a guest of a member. From the
word on the street.
The word on the streets. Everyone was a buzz on the greens about Harry Styles. And he was a guest of a member. And he had on the grossest top knot mini man bun, half up, half down. And I go, how is that club attire?
How is that club attire? And I'm going to tell you this right now. Had we, if we ever in the future get invited into the clubhouse, do you not think that Ray and I would be going down to Studio 285 and seeing Boho Britt and having a full Augusta blowout? Like, she is the queen of hair in Augusta.
I did see her on Saturday morning to get my hair cut and like toned for the event, because I had to put on the dog. We were in the South.
We were putting on the dog, and then the dog got us. The dog, nobody invited us into the clubhouse.
No.
I'm a clubhouse kind of gal.
I am able to scam my way. I can assimilate anywhere. I'm not really a clubhouse gal. Uh-huh. You know, I'm more of a like back bathroom girly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things go down in the back bathroom, but I can put it on.
Now, Ray, I said on the last week's episode, I introduced the idea of the Trinity Golf Club.
Oh, yes.
And I did introduce my listeners to the fact that there'd be one gay a day rule. Okay. So, and you co-signed on this one gay a day.
Yeah. I said, bring the one gay a day. You know what I mean?
It's like, and you think it's too much to have the gays in like a pin out in the parking lot fighting?
Oh, do I?
You know what I mean? Like, maybe we make them jello wrestle.
You're going to make gays jello wrestle.
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, here's the thing. You know, you would run that whole almost, it'd be a cockfight, literally. You know what I mean? You'd run it, right? Don't tell me you wouldn't be out there with a clipboard and a whistle like Joe Rogan at a UFC fight.
Yeah, I would
trying
be
to
like,
see some dong slip out.
I'd be like Miss Hannigan of the gays.
Exactly. So while it comes off as a little fucked up, it's also,
I mean, you
your
know,
wildest
I was, you
fantasy.
Know, I was a big WWF guy. I mean, I smelled what The Rock was cooking since I was 8 years old.
Listen, I've been trying to get close to him
there
for years.
There is nothing gayer than WWE. So if I'm running a Jello match at a country club in the South where almost every Southern guy is a homosexual, I'll probably thrive.
Yeah, I just think it'd be great. I could see you out there with a whistle in like...
Oh, I love a whistle.
Overall denim shorts. Megaphone.
Oh.
And you would be like the cunty one where like you get in, of course, right? Like you're the house mom. You get to run all the shit.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So maybe it's just you pick the one gay a day and you're like, you guys got to fight for my affection. Figure it out.
Well, I don't need affection. I need them to fight for my entertainment. You know what I mean? Because I'm not a predatory gay. Like, I don't want their affection. Let's just be clear.
Wait, so like gladiators?
Yes.
Now, are they twinks? Are they twinks fighting or what?
I think we'll do weight classes like college wrestling just to keep it fair. But they can be whatever they want. It could be twinks. It could be bears. It could be, you know, you like a bigger guy. I like a medium-sized guy.
Yeah, and I find twinks to be fun, though. Yeah. Polly Pockets.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Also, twinks in a Speedo, there's nothing.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, it could be kind of fun. Because here's my thing. This is what women have had to do forever. And I'm not saying, obviously, gays are another minority group. We see it. But
some would argue that their minority is more intense than the female minority.
Okay, I'm not going to go tit for tat right now on who has been held down the longest, because both of our rights are actually on the back burner.
At risk.
But at risk. But I'm just saying it would be nice to finally have a women's only club, but we still need our gay guys there. You know what I mean?
I think that that's very inclusive.
Yeah, it is inclusive.
Yeah.
Even if they have to fight to the death. You guys know we're kidding. I don't want to hear a single person come for us.
Of course.
We're kidding. It's a joke.
There's nothing more special between a gay man and a woman's relationship. You know what I mean?
Than talking about twinks.
Being cunts.
Yeah, being cunts. Exactly. I'm on a trip right now with a baby, and it's making me think, am I ready to be a mom just now? Listen, if you don't know if you're ready to be a mom now or maybe in the future, or, you know, maybe you need to travel back in time. Listen, there's one thing that I can recommend doing before you start that journey, and that's going to modernfertility.com. Get one of their little kits. Get it sent to your house. You do a simple little finger prick, and you can really get an insane, just dialed-in look into all your fertility hormones. I'm obsessed with Modern Fertility. Traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600. That's on the low end. But Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for $179. And if you go to modernfertility.com/absolutely, you can get $20 off your test. Plus, you can get reimbursed for the test through FSA, HSA. And if you want kids today, maybe one day in the future, or just clinically sound info about your body that can help you make decisions that's right for you. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/absolutely. Again, that means your test will cost $159, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/absolutely. Again, that is modernfertility.com/absolutely. You will thank me later. I'm so glad I did this. And you know what? I tested my hormones again, and I know I've got to do another round of IVF this summer because these eggs are only getting older. So if you want to look into your fertility hormones, do it now. Do it sooner rather than later. You will thank me in the long run. Again, that's modernfertility.com/absolutely.
Boom, boom, boom. Chicka pop. We bringing that. Boom, boom, boom.
When I want a delicious, craveable snack, what do I go for? Angie's Boom Chicka Pop Popcorn. It brings you a boom of bold, craveable flavor that you can enjoy at any time on any occasion, whether you're on the go or unwinding at home. Listen, crush your cravings with a variety of delicious, ready-to-eat popcorn that's always gluten-free, whole grain, and non-GMO. I love Angie's Boom Chicka Pop. I've told you this before, but I did one of their first commercials, and I was ecstatic because I genuinely love the brand. The white cheddar is my favorite flavor. Sometimes I go for the kettle corn. Sometimes I go for a little salty sweet crunch. Sometimes I mix it up and I just play popcorn roulette. You know, stick your hand in one bag, then the next bag. And listen, I never feel bad because I know it's a good, delicious, freaking clean treat. You can try Angie's Boom Chicka Pop for yourself by visiting www.boomchickapop.com. Again, that's www.boomchickapop.com. Check them out. You're going to love it. It's a delicious snack. And they also have little to-go bags that I throw in my bag all the time when I'm on the road. So again, check out Angie's Boom Chicka Pop popcorn.
Boom, boom, boom. Chicka Pop flavor. We bring the boom. We bring the boom. Bring in the flavor. Bring in the beat. Bring in the salty. Bring in the sweet. Boom, boom, boom. Chicka Pop. Mm-hmm. Boom.
boom, boom, chicken pop. Oh, we also took edibles after the Masters.
Oh, that was a good time. That was a good time.
We started to go through, we played a little game, right? It was, what is, if you were just an average person, which we are, we're average people, pre-diabetic. We're just average people off the street. And you're getting called to join the Olympics, right? Mm-hmm. Almost like a military draft. They call you and they say, hey, you get a letter in the mail. We need you to come serve for your country.
America,
what could you jump into immediately? I said shot put, javelin. I could absolutely, it's for bigger girls. There's very few summer Olympic sports that are made for women with big tits.
That's correct. And I support your shot putting career. I think it's going to be very lucrative for the both of us.
Yeah.
And I...
Again, it is Ray figuring out how my shot put career is going to make him money. Y'all heard that here first. You know. So I have Twinks, Jello wrestling in the parking lot of my new country club.
Mine is water polo because I was a swimmer and I played water polo. I'm a bigger dude. Water polo dudes are bigger. You got to wrestle. Mm-hmm. I love a Speedo. I love a man in a Speedo.
Yeah.
We're thriving. I can hold my breath for a really long time.
Okay.
We're doing it.
So you could jump into that. And now if it wasn't a sport, right? We were also going around on edibles, post-masters, just kind of describing things, everyday things that we could win an Olympic gold medal at.
Yeah.
I said I could go into any room and get the most amount of puppy kisses.
And I could like win a telephone-a-thon.
I could also probably win a telephone-a-thon.
Yeah, like that's people's nightmare.
We talk on the phone all the time.
All the time. I would love to talk on the phone. I could talk on the phone for 24 hours. You know how you always see those charity things where it's like, J-Lo's answering the phone. I'm like, I can't wait to be asked to do that.
Yeah, for like a blood drive. Like we could do a telephone.
I don't want to call people and ask for donations. I want them to call in an offer. I don't want to do that. I couldn't win a gold medal getting people to donate, but I could get a gold medal and talking all night long, receiving donations.
You know what you'd be great at? Running the hotline for like the Home Shopping Network.
Oh, 100%.
As people are calling in, you could literally be like, Miranda from Missouri. How are you?
Running the switchboard.
Oh, marvelous Miss Maisel, will you?
Uh-huh.
Running the switchboard.
Well, also Mad Men. Remember the three ladies in the closet who did the little...
The switchboard.
Yeah, yeah.
We've come really far, technologically speaking.
I miss a rotary phone, though.
I miss a house phone.
I know. I almost got one when I moved to New York because it was only $5 more.
Yeah.
And then everyone said that was a waste of $5 because they know how poor I am.
Yeah.
Or was. And I regret it every day.
You know what I had with that I thought was just the coolest thing ever? I had that clear phone.
Yes.
With the
Lucite phone.
The Lucite phone.
And you could see the switchboard on it.
You could see all this, the inner workings of the telecommunication community. Yeah. And then it had like the red curly Q
long cord.
The long cord.
Yeah. And then you walk around with it like Carrie Bradshaw in your underwear in your apartment.
Yeah.
I wish I had it. And you know what?
And you felt like you're in the Babysitter's Club calling your best friends.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I would do so much better with that.
What's something else like random that you'd be really good at? Oh, you're really good at calling places and getting in places.
Oh, yeah, reservations.
I mean, obviously, we scum our way through to the Masters, the most exclusive golf tournament in the world, but you're really great at reservations.
Yeah.
What is the magic sauce to getting into places? Because when you call...
I think it's just like establishing a relationship immediately.
Okay.
Because if you talk to people like you know them, you're in charge, they have to help you, they will.
I always say, like, if I'm calling to get a reservation somewhere, right? Somebody answers the phone. I'm like, what was your name?
Yeah.
Emily. Hey, how are you? It's Heather McMahon. Hope you're doing well. My name carries no weight. Nobody knows who I am.
No.
The weight, the name. But if you call back their name three times, there's an interpersonal situation where something clicks and they're like, you know what? I'm going to try and get you in.
Yeah. In New York, I like will make sure to meet them when I meet them in person. You know what I mean? Once I get in, I'm like, I have to meet you. I have to know what's going on. We're good to go.
Yeah. Tell them that their glam looks good. You know what I mean? Yeah. Be like, oh my God, a winged eyeliner. Yes, bitch.
Also, I haven't done this yet because recovering from my financial collapse last year of retiring early. But I had a friend once tell me that if you send a Christmas card to your three favorite managers in restaurants in New York, you'll never have a problem getting in.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Stop sending Christmas gifts to your cousin's baby.
Yeah.
Start sending them to restaurant managers.
And that's how you're going to get an 8 o'clock reservation on a Saturday night game weekend Super Bowl. Okay.
Amen.
A fucking men. Mm-hmm. Another thing I'd be really good at is, let me think. I'm really good at schlepping shit. I can carry 55 bags.
Well, that again goes back to the shot putting.
Yes.
You just put a lot on your, you're carrying a lot of weight on your back.
I can do
physically.
Yes.
Emotionally.
I'm great at moving furniture. That is something that I'm very proud of. I'm fantastic. Like, I enjoy it if somebody's like, hey, can you help me move this bed, you know, down a flight of stairs, I'm like, thank you for asking and thinking of me. You know, I don't want to do more than like one heavy lift, but I'm really good at rearranging furniture and lifting heavy things and schlepping. We've thought many times that instead of the comeback tour, this should just be called the schlepping tour, because that's, it feels like sometimes that's all we do.
Well, that is all we do. And we're, I mean, we found joy.
But
we schlep. I mean, even today getting here was a schlep.
I do think I'm good at finding joy in any situation. Glass half full bitch over here.
You really have been, but I don't know if it's real.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I'm like, are you okay? And you're like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm so fine. Everything is fine. And I'm like, you just spiraled. You collapsed and physically you're broken. So your hair is falling out. You have no eggs left. You're exhausted. Like, I don't know.
But it's mind over matter. I'm like the roadrunner with 65 bags. I'm like, we're going to make our flight. Let's just fucking go.
Yeah.
We are in the Kansas City Hotel Indigo right now.
Yeah, we are.
And man, oh man, check-in was a doozy.
Yeah, we got here after check-in time. Mm-hmm. And no rooms were ready. There's 30 girlies in the lobby, which I hope they make it to the show.
I hope they made it to the show. There were girls just literally with full-on like ring lights doing their makeup at the bar because nobody could get into their room.
In the lobby.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. Like, we didn't, we scummed our way into our rooms. Mm-hmm. We did not get preferential treatment. No. I don't think we did.
We didn't, but I had a lot of gift bags waiting for us at the front. So I think that may have helped
us.
Well,
and I created a connection with the woman at the front desk when I checked in.
And what did you say?
I can't give away all my secrets.
Okay. Well, I noticed that she had a lighter in her hand. So I was like, do you need a smoke? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We kind of like tapped into her vices. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, is that a... is that a parliament? You know what I mean? She's like, oh yeah, I smoke those too, girl. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a vibe, but you know, that's what we do. I don't know what else I could do. I could win a medal at.
You know what I'm really great at doing? Not planning meals properly so that I eat in time for things. That is a downfall, but that's something that I'm very good at. Like running out the door in the morning and not having time to get a meal.
I could win a gold medal at finding something in disorganization. Like, nothing makes sense in my house organization-wise, but I'll know exactly where I left something. You know what I mean? For 4 years. Like, yes. I cleaned out all the boxes under my bed the other day, and I knew exactly every t-shirt in every box.
Well, it's like me carrying around the SD card for this podcast, okay? I carried it around in a Ziploc bag for a week in LA. Then I put it in a breath mint tin. And today, where was it? At the bottom of my LL Bean bag. And I was panicking. I was like, I know this fucking thing fell out of this LL Bean bag, and it's just going to be somewhere in the Kansas City airport.
Which doesn't seem like smart, babe. Well, because it's going to get damaged.
It is damaged, okay? If anybody listens to this fucking podcast, it's probably fucking terrible. I'm damaged goods, okay? I'm just keeping it on brand.
Yeah.
I'm good at throwing so much shit in a purse and just jingle jangling my way through life.
That's another thing I can do. I am the kind of bitch that will carry all 10 grocery bags in one trip.
I think everyone does that.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not doing multiple trips.
I'm never going back.
I can carry multiple things at once.
That's me, schlepping.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, we can't check a bag. I have 65 pairs of go-go boots. I'm going to figure it the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. I've like carried bags under big coats.
Yeah. Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like you're coming to America and you got to like hide a relative. Yeah.
Remember Rihanna's big Met Gala dress, the Chinese chinois, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, man, the amount of luggage I could hide under that.
Or like if we went shoplifting. Yeah. I took a little vacation, and when I'm on the road, you know, it's the number one thing I pack, my AG1, my Athletic Greens. Why? Because it helps me stay regular, stay honestly hydrated, supplemented, all of the good things. It helps me feel like I am, no matter how hard I'm partying or doing the damn thing or running around or going to different time zones, AG1 just keeps me feeling good, keeps me energized, increases my immune system support. And I've always hated taking pills and vitamins, and I wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. I love AG1. I literally take it. I know a lot of people talk about it, but it's actually something that Jeff and I are literally obsessed with. And also, if you travel as much as I do, you sometimes just won't go to the bathroom for like 10 days. But if you have your AG1, you will. And that is the most important. Listen, every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that give me major benefits like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. We love it. We love it. We love it. It's also delivered directly to me every month, so it's been super easy to make it a daily habit. And what's very exciting is I take the little travel packs with me everywhere I go, so it's easy breezy on the road. Listen, if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/absolutely. That's athleticgreens.com/absolutely. Check it out. Listen, one scoop a day can literally just make you feel like a bad bitch, okay? And that's why I take it everywhere. And if I didn't have it on the road, I would not be able to do what I do. So check out athleticgreens.com/absolutely, and I'll see you on the road. I'm really into shoplifting TikTok right now because that's something I don't think
what
I could
do you
ever
mean,
do.
Shoplifting TikTok.
No, there's a store in Portland, and they have, and they're like being very aggressive. I guess there's a big crime problem right now in Portland.
Maine or Oregon?
Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah. Which we're going to soon. We have tickets on sale at heatherontour.com. And there's this one store in Portland that keeps showing all the people that are shoplifting. And they're like, I mean, these people are savvy. And the owners and managers of this place will just literally like lift up someone's skirt, and there's like 45 fucking collared shirts on a rack hanging from their pussy.
And they get shamed.
And they're usually just throw their hands up. They're like, Darlene, you're back again. Like, these people go over and over to the
like
same store.
A lot of places have like corporate policies where they can't chase the shoplifter, right?
Yeah. My mom worked at Banana Republic for like 20 years, and she would get called into HR all the time because she would chase people out into the mall by the food court. She'd get all the way to the Auntie Anne's pretzel shop and be like, give me the freaking cashmere sweaters back. And they're like, first of all, Robin, you're the oldest employee at this Banana Republic. Like, this is like, this is a liability on us. Yeah, Robin would yell. So finally, once she got so many stern talkings to, she would just go up to people and she'd say, do you want a pair of Argyle socks with that sweater you just stole? And would just try and like psychologically manipulate them.
Yeah, she read The Art of War.
Yeah, she read. Of course she read The Art of War.
Mm-hmm. Robin's scrappy.
Robin's so scrappy.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe what we've learned from. I've learned a lot from her. It's like how to get into places.
You know, a lot of people kept asking us at the Masters why we didn't bring Robin. And it's because she's too scrappy.
Too scrappy.
She can't assimilate in that sort of situation. Because at the end of the day, we are master scammers. Mm-hmm. But we also know, because we're master scammers, we know how to act and like look like we belong.
She is a master con artist. Okay.
Oh, running cons left and right.
She would have been swiping Rolex watches out of the damn Rolex tent. Okay.
And we would have been banned for life, and I would have been, Jeff would have killed us all.
No, Robin thrives at our country club. She would have been able to wear like a white linen shirt and just assimilate and be fantastic. But I don't think Robin, again, the Masters tournament is not somewhere to go and just be leisure.
Robin is the OG scholar because the first time I met Robin in Atlanta, she stole the chicken salad from the salad bar to serve at your best friend's wedding shower.
Okay. She got a to-go salad at our club and just filled the entire to-go box.
Like
with
a whole plastic one.
With chicken salad.
With chicken salad.
And only got charged for just a regular mixed salad bar.
Yes.
Concoction.
She got like 2 quarts of chicken salad, and she tried to get your dad to do her scamming. And he goes, Robin, this is your sin. You commit it. And that was the first time I met your mom and dad and went to their country club.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, I had walked downstairs and your mom's like, you can't wear ripped jeans to the club. And I said, okay, I'll go change.
Mm-hmm.
And then she stole the chicken salad.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I don't like to throw stones at a glass house. And I mean, here's the thing. I am so much like Robin in the sense that we have two modes, right? We have troll underneath the bridge telling riddles or full glam. It's like I'm either in show mode or I am. People see me on the street and they're like, are you okay?
Yeah, if people saw it, oh my God, the video
I've
I got
had
of you.
People throw change at me before and I'm like, I'm just sitting here having a sandwich.
You were so cold on the shuttle today from the airport to the rental car. You were screaming about how cold you were. You looked haggard. And I was like, oh my God, people are going to give her a blanket. Like,
yeah.
She's going to get medical blanket like from the marathon. Someone was going to come wrap you in a marathon blanket.
Like a foil blanket.
And give you food from the Dunkin' Donuts. I was like, this bitch does not look good. I hope we don't see anyone.
My teeth are like, I was just, we're in so many different climates. It was 85 degrees yesterday in Minneapolis.
Yeah, and I checked the weather and I thought it wasn't going to be that what it is today, but whatever. Prepare for the worst, I guess.
Prepare for the worst and be surprised.
Yeah, that's what we did for the Masters. I didn't even have tickets the Monday before.
And we showed up and we did it.
We showed up and we did it.
You know, we got to talk about the Minneapolis show real quick. There were loose titties in the audience.
I was accosted.
So was I.
Suffered a hate crime, some would say.
There was a woman on the front row who just got her tits done and loved to see it. Love to the support.
I am not body shaming her. I'm not. No. This is not that. But Pooja, what is this behavior?
Yes. Ray walked out on stage. Titties came out.
She flashed me and I choked on my water and then she flashed me again.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not, there's a married man sitting next to you.
Yeah. And then I walked out And I said, who flashed Ray? And then shouldn't have asked it. Wrong question. And then there were two areolas in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She would have jumped on stage and motorboated you if you could, if she could.
Yeah.
But that is not what you're supposed to do.
And here was my thing. So then halfway through, I'm like 15 minutes into the set and I look down and there's a full areola out. And I just said, ma'am, now the areola is still out. Like, I knew that the security guard was just straight up like boner in the corner staring at this
full
thing.
Full job.
You know, and I always know when there's a cool breeze next to my titty. Like, that is one thing I'm very aware of, is knowing if my tit has left its
you know, I'm not great with holder. The breeze, which is why you saw my testicle.
I did see Ray's testicle in San Antonio. He came into my hotel room. We were eating chimichangas. And I said, sweetheart, you got a little pink dumpling that's sticking out of your shorts.
And honestly, we've never been closer.
We've never been closer. I'll show you my taint later if that's what you want to see.
I don't want to see that.
It was a pink dumpling. That's all I can describe it. You know, like a nice little soup dumpling? Like, that's, you know, like kind of looks like skin.
Well, you only got a taste of it because they're actually pretty big, but that's not here nor there.
Oh, so I only got half dumpling.
But you got like a third.
Wow. You've got big nuts?
We don't need to talk about
it. Okay. Well, we were with one of our friends the other day who has a...
No, we can't talk about this. I'm a lady. I'm going to be the first lady of the White House one day.
Okay, we can't talk about your
friends' big penises.
But we do have to have a quick PSA. If you guys are coming to the shows and you're sitting on the first two rows, do me a favor. Come get locked in and enjoy the show. The last couple shows, I've had people so blackout drunk on the first two rows that every 30 seconds they're getting up to get a drink. They have to be escorted out by security to like go to the bathroom. Somebody's about to blow chunks. We're starting to move back in the direction of like, we haven't been let out of the house in like 6 months. And the audiences have been amazing and I'm so grateful. And this really comes from like a place of love. But last night's show in Minneapolis, it was like,
it was tough. Well, here's the thing. I think that people forget that, like, we're going to make you have fun anyway.
Yeah.
You don't need the two extra drinks.
You don't need
them. You're going to have just as much. And here's the thing. We'll go to shows. We go to Broadway's. We go to comedies.
I have a glass of wine.
We'll have a glass or two of wine. But you also don't want to get too many drinks because then I can't go to the movies and then get up twice and miss part of it. I need to see the whole thing.
Devastated.
And then I'm lost.
And then I'm lost. I'm confused. You're not going to get the callback joke.
Yeah.
And also, why are you spending all this money?
You might miss my testicle.
You might miss a loose titty. I just don't understand why people spend money to then go to things and not remember
it. And just be in the bathroom.
And yeah, doo-dooing or vomiting. This woman went up to Chris at the soundboard and almost blew chunks on him. And he was like, what's happening here? And then they're still hanging around for the meet and greet. I'm like, go to sleep. Yeah. Go home. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Go get some liquid IVs.
Go, please.
Get some nutrients.
Get some nutrients. Just fucking chillax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are going to be like, how was it? And you're not going to remember.
Yeah.
And it's a good time.
It's a great time. And if you're not remembering taking your titties out at the show, that's also something we need to talk about.
And listen, this is not us encouraging you to flash me. I don't want to see boobies.
I do. I like seeing them.
No, but that's going to encourage bad behavior, Pooja.
You're right. I'm not trying to encourage any bad behavior.
No, I don't want to see them. I respect them. I'm happy for you guys. Mm-hmm. They're God's gift to females, mm-hmm. I guess. Whatever.
But if you got a huge hog, let us know.
Yeah, just you can let me know.
Yeah.
You just like wink or like grab it over your crotch, but you don't need to show it to me. You know,
we don't want anybody getting arrested for indecency.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
Yeah. Also, big shout out to Amy, my flight attendant from Delta, who flew me up from Atlanta to Minneapolis. She was incredible. Just want to give a big shout out to Amy, who works for Delta. It was a lovely flight. I was sitting around a cast of characters. The lady who was sitting next to me was a funeral parlor director, and she did embalming, and she told me all about that. Then the two people behind me got in a fight over headphones, so it was really touch and go.
I got to be honest. I've had a lot of hot Delta pilots lately. I want to like a Bachelor of Delta pilots.
Wasn't there a bachelor who was a Delta pilot?
Well, he was just a pilot. He actually was
Pilot
terrible.
Pete or something.
Oh, he was a pilot too. Well, he was like I think he was like one of those guys who does like all the airlines because he does like regional. I don't know if he was ever assigned to like a
commercial airline.
Got it.
Okay.
No, but there was one before that too who was an officer and a gentleman. He was a pilot in like the Army or the Navy. But no, I mean like there should be a dating show for all the pilots because there's so many pilots.
Yeah.
And you know what? Here's another thing I win a gold medal at. Spotting whether or not somebody's wearing a wedding ring.
Oh, yeah.
I can do it in 3 seconds.
Can I tell you, I'm really good at spotting fake tits or toupees. I can spot if you've got a glued on, you know, little top hat.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you just got your tits done, whether they're 10 years fresh or 2 months fresh, I can spot
Correct.
I can spot a fake titty.
Yeah, I can notice a guy's wedding ring, his bulge, and, you know, his teeth.
You know what I'm also good at? If, like, we're on a road trip, I'm really good at getting people to honk, like the truckers to honk. You know what I mean? I flashed a trucker before. I thought that was fun. I did.
What? How yeah. old were you?
We were going to spring break.
In college?
In college. I definitely flashed a trucker one time. Could have caused a absolute 600 car pileup on the highway on the way to Destin. Yeah, that was a wild thing I did once. You know, Mary Beth has called me out. You've called me out that I'm no fun anymore because I work all the time and I'm a no fun Nancy.
I didn't say you're no fun. I just said you used to be more fun.
Okay, well, what do you think I can do to be more fun?
I don't know. Just have, like, more fun.
Should I start flashing truck drivers? Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, flash.
It's not because I got married, because I barely see Jeff.
No, it's just because you, like, became an older, whiter lady.
How have I become whiter than I was before? Yeah. I actually think I have a lot of cool street cred because I wear Nikes now.
Well, that's what a white girl would say.
You know what? We're trying.
You know, I think because, I don't know, you just got older.
So now you're an ageist.
No, I'm not an ageist. I'm just saying it's wild to me that you don't go out as much as you should because you don't have kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you have the funds and mm-hmm. the means to do more things.
Okay, but here's the thing. We never get a day off. We work all the time. So when I do get a day off, I want to not speak to anybody and just lay under a weighted blanket.
I just mean, like, you should be going to concerts. You should go to plays. You should do fun stuff.
When can we go to concerts? We work every fucking Friday and Saturday night.
Not every Friday and Saturday night. And also, there's concerts during the week.
Okay, well, this summer is my summer of fun because I don't have a show. After Radio City, I don't have a show till Vegas in August 19th. So you know
literally,
what?
If your tits don't end up on TMZ this summer, then you didn't have fun.
I'm going to go to somebody's lake house and jet ski around the inlet. Topless, okay? I'm trying to think of lake topography.
You're inlets.
You know, I'll go to the shallow end. I need some, like, lake phrases.
I don't know lake phrases, but I know there's lakes.
I'm going to go by the dock. I'm going to roll up to the dock with no top on.
Oh, my God. Can you belly flop into it?
Okay. No. Ow. Because my titties are just so low right now that it would hurt. It would hurt the titties worse.
What if we both belly flop?
I don't want to belly flop. No one wants to see either of us belly flop.
What if we find a lake with a blob?
With the blob. Oh, that would be fun. You know, I never went to outdoors camp. I only went to theater camp.
I didn't go to any camps because I didn't grow up with money.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry about that. Well, guess what?
I went to, like, education camps. It was summer school for the gifted and talented, uh-huh. for the Mensa level smart.
Yeah.
And so we'd do, like, earth science and art and solar science.
I was tap dancing my way to Camper of the Week every year. So, you know, I was a star early on in my... in my childhood acting career.
Do you think you
career.
Would win a lot because, like, you were kind of funny looking?
I definitely think that, you know, my gap teeth and the bowl childhood cut. Obesity and the bowl cut definitely, you know, tugged at the heartstrings of the counselors, of the judges making the decisions. But it's because I gave my all. I did an African dance class and I was so good at it. And I really gave my all. And I was probably, like, the only white kid in the African dance class.
Okay.
Yeah, at Atlanta Workshop Players, which was my acting camp, which I'm pretty sure the people who ran Atlanta Workshop Players, like, did tax fraud or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, I think that came up recently. But anyways, I absolutely won. And I remember my dance teacher being like, I've never seen a chubbier kid just lean into this African dance class. And I gave it my all.
That's the thing. You do give it your all.
I give everything my all. So you know what? This is why it's going to be a slippery slope. Because if you guys want me to party this summer, it's all or nothing. It's either I'm... off the grid or I'm on the fucking, you know, edge of the bar with my pussy out, popping and ordering everyone shots.
And that's all I want.
Are we going to stay stateside this summer? Are we going to bop over to Europe? What are we doing?
We're going to do both, I think.
I would really love to go to Europe, but last summer almost did me in.
Yeah, I don't think we can go during June or July, but those are the only times we have
off. That's the only time we have off. Yeah. We don't have any time off.
We're going to have to go to other places.
Like lakes. Lakes. Which I'm not even a big lake fan, but I'm willing to go to lakes.
I love a lake.
You love a lake?
Yeah, because you know there's no critters in there.
What are you talking about? Lakes are riddled with critters.
No, there's no, like, sharks, stingrays.
Never been worried about a sea creature once, okay? I just feel one.
That's delusional.
Do you know what's in lakes? Catfish, snakes.
Not in the lakes that you go to, the dirty poo-poo brown ones like Lake Oconee. That's not in the...
Oconee is beautiful, but yes, Georgia lakes are not crystal clear.
They're brown.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. We don't have a house in Tahoe. This bitch.
We can go to, like, a lake in Canada.
You know what we'd really like? We would really like to be able to scum our way into the Yellowstone Club. We would like to scum our way into some sort of Jackson Hole moment. So if anybody has a retreat there and wants to invite Ray and I to be a good time, this is going to be the summer of pussy popping and letting our hair down, because apparently I'm not fun enough anymore. So if you want to see a good time or just blackmail us, invite us to your ranch.
Yeah, we're going to a good time. And ask anyone that met us at the Masters.
Such a good time.
Such a good time. We had the best time. We did it again. I love our Masters family.
Yes. And one day we're going to try and scan our tickets to go into the gate, and they're going to have they're going to say, not allowed.
No, they're going to like body check us. They're just going to tackle us.
But why? We've never done anything illegal.
I don't know.
People get kicked out for like sneaking in their phones. Like,
which
you can get kicked out. We have
never done.
We just are glamorous.
And also, I'm a loud person, and I was so quiet.
We are so quiet.
And I'm so respectful.
So actually, I think what we're looking for is just a little bit more respect from the golf community.
Yeah, it's respect.
We're an ally.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm a golf gay now. Which,
yeah.
Oh, God, I almost just choked on that.
Golf gays. There'll be one of them at our country club.
You know what's embarrassing is I was checking the scores for the thing this weekend.
I know, because you're dialed in. Because we've got friends.
No, we've got friends.
We're
rooting
for people.
Yeah, we're rooting for people, but we're going to protect their privacy.
Yeah, we will protect their privacy. Because they may not want to be associated with us.
They absolutely do not know us in public.
No, but you know what? We thrive and support them. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you can love from afar. Mm-hmm. And I'll be loving everybody from afar this summer. Let me know if you want to invite Ray and I to any of your exclusive country clubs across the country, mm-hmm. any of your beach resorts. We
beach
are ready.
Clubs,
beach
hotels.
Clubs, Nantucket. We'd love a Nantucket invite.
Moment.
Yeah. So if we're going to
Hamptons.
The Hamptons. Actually, we're really looking for a Hamptons house.
Host.
Yeah.
After Radio City.
So if anybody has a Hamptons house, we would like to be there.
Also, I'm not going to tell anything, but we just figured some stuff out for Radio City, and it's going to be the show of our lives.
Okay, guys, I don't think you realize that we are really taking advantage of everything that Radio City has to offer, and I'm just going to leave that little nugget there. I'll let you try and figure it out. But when I say the Radio City show is going to be like no show you've ever seen, like, yes, I am on the comeback tour. I am giving you vibes. I'm giving you glitter. I'm giving you laugh after laugh after laugh. But this show at Radio City is going to be so blackout, balls to the walls, you don't even want to miss it.
You do not want to miss it.
So get your tickets at heatherontour.com. Ray is opening. It's going to be insane. It's going to be New York City. We might even have Giuliani show up. You know who I'd love to have in the audience? The Rat Czar.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. The new Rat Czar.
Yeah. Well, I got to have her check every nook and cranny of Radio City.
I mean, I'm sure it's spotless back there, but it is still an old theater.
Yeah.
You know, it's New York's finest.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen plenty of Ratatouilles in the back of theaters. That's just theater life.
Also, having the Rat Czar in your back pocket in New York is key. That's scumming.
That is. Talk about scumming.
Oh, you're not getting me into the restaurant? I'm funny because the Rat Czar is going to have a quick visit to you tomorrow. That's how you get in.
I'm trying to get into Four Charles. Yeah. Might have to make a little phone call to the Rat Czar and shut this bitch down if you're not getting me in. Yeah, I hear that. All right, guys. As always, I wanted to bring you the hot take on how we scummed our way into the Masters. I don't even know if we told you the story.
I don't even know, but we got in and we went.
Listen, we're in Kansas City right now. Okay, we got 10 minutes, so we have to be on stage. So we're doing the most. But I love you. I mean it. Ray, thank you for being here.
You can find me on Venmo. I love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We will see you on the next episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. Please call into the hotline, 800-213-7503. And we'll see you next time. Arrivederci. Ciao, Bella. See you at Radio City.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.